was saying that we live in such uncertain times with wars going on in the world and a lot of bad news out there, that it could be kind of like a comfort thing that people cling on to remind them of happier times when they felt more safe and the world felt safer and more secure. So maybe that's what's going on as well. By the way, I saw one of those jelly cats over the weekend. I was talking to a teenage girl who had just bought one, and it was 35 quid. And to me, it looked like just a regular cuddly toy, albeit an odd looking one. So those jelly cats are a ferocious price altogether. So parents out there, start praying that your child, whether they're grown up or still a teenager, don't start collecting jelly cats, because you'll be broke from them. Anyway, 083 300 3300.
Ask the Dentist on Talk About, brought to you in association with Bridge Place Dental Practice Tralee. Your smile, our expertise.
Now, Colm O'Loughlin from Bridge Place Dental joins us. And Colm, you'll be glad to hear, I'm not going to ask you if you still have a teddy bear from childhood. You can tell me if you want, but I won't.
It doesn't matter what they say now, I think.
I won't ask him, but I will ask you about something else we were talking about earlier on in the conversation. Leave insert results and dentistry. Do you remember the day you got your results?
I do actually. Yeah, it's a long time ago, but no, I still remember it. There was points were high for it then as well, and there was always a kind of a gulp as to whether it had come off or not. But anyway,
you got there.
Yeah, we got there.
And you'd recommend it as a career?
I would. I would. I think it'll suit some people and it won't suit others. I definitely would say you've got to have your homework done, and definitely ask a local dentist to spend some time in the surgery before deciding to do it. And don't spend a day or a half a day, spend a week. They'll happily let you make tea for everyone in the practice
and observe.
And it's crucial that you'd observe. It's a very vocational subject. And while it's very broad now compared to what it might have been in the past, it still has certain elements that don't go away. And I could go on about it actually, but an interesting thing happened recently. We saw an emergency at the weekend about 3 weeks ago. This poor girl and her boyfriend were out cycling on a family holiday. This girl was in her early 20s, and the dreaded over the handlebars incident happened anyway.
Oh.
And so on and so forth. Well, as I was chatting to her anyway, trying to rectify the situation on a Saturday afternoon, she sort of got very interested in something I brought out. I brought out a laser. We use soft tissue lasers that help to reduce swelling and accelerate healing and things like that. And next thing I knew, she was telling me that she's a medical physicist. And so she was all mad for to hear about this. And we continued anyway, trying to put her back together and doing her bits and pieces. And she was kind of happier at the end of it. And she turned around to me and she said, "You know, I know this is going to sound like a bit of an insult," she said, "but you know, I never realised that dentistry was as interesting as it is." She said, there's way more to it than what I thought, because this girl had perfect teeth. So she'd probably only ever had a basic checkup and very little intervention. So her perception of dentistry was that it was a very kind of a mundane kind of a office job almost. So if you like interacting with people and you like practical tasks and you like thinking your way through problems, I think dentistry could be a great career actually, and the independence of more often than not being self-employed, though not always. There are jobs in universities and with the state as well. So I think it suits somebody who likes to think for themselves and likes to do practical. It's not a trade. There's more to it than that, in some respects. But you would want to have reasonable manual skills before embarking on it. If that kind of thing doesn't float your boat, you could find it frustrating.
How many years in college are we talking about?
For the undergraduate degree, it's 5 years.
And then you'd have to go on.
Yeah, you don't have to. You can enter the world and do a lot of sort of training as you go, we'll say, from there. But if you want to specialise, then it's additional time. But 5 years for the basic degree, and then a lot of dentists kind of build their skills and build their education alongside that. So it just doesn't have to be formal full time education to take yourself on further. I did a master's in restorative dentistry part time over 5 years after I qualified, so it didn't take me out of the working world. And allowed me to kind of pace it to suit, you know. So
very good.
Yeah.
Well, listen, we'll crack on with a few questions, and we'll start with this one from a West Limerick listener who says, "My son did something to his tooth when he bit into the stone of a peach, and he thinks that a bit of his tooth at the front was broken off. I hope I'm reading this correctly. It's now quite pointy. And even though it's not really visible, he's wondering, should he go to his dentist? Can you follow that?
Yeah, I can indeed. But peach stones are pretty harsh. They're pretty forgiving. And yeah, it's kind of a... something's got to give if you bite into one, and more often than not it'll be the tooth actually. So your front teeth are thinner at the edge and will chip relatively easily if you bite into a sort of a product that doesn't have much give in it. The problem with leaving it is that, okay, over time it'll smoothen itself off with wear and tear, but once you've kind of broken the surface and exposed the inner part of the tooth, you get accelerated wear, and then, you know, if this is a probably a younger person that's done this injury, that's going to kind of mount up over time. And even though the tooth may never be lost as a result of it, aesthetically, it could be badly affected. It may be very straightforward to effect a repair on that now at this stage. And, you know, modern dentistry, adhesive dentistry, composite bonding, we can fix that non-invasively. We can add stuff back onto the tooth that does in no way involve injections, drills, anything at all. And it's seamless. It's almost invisible when it's done. So get it looked at, I'd say.
Worth his while to get that looked at. Texter, who doesn't leave a name, says, no matter how much I brush or floss, I still feel that there are things stuck between my teeth. Any advice how to get them out?
Yes and no. That's an unusual one. I suppose we don't know whether the person is flossing correctly or brushing correctly, or whether there are things between their teeth that can only be got out by a professional. So I think whenever that type of a query comes up, I would say, you know, use your checkup that's nearly everyone in the country can have for free through their PRSI system, or in some cases the medical card system, and get it checked out and let a professional give you feedback on that, because it may be entirely inappropriate to suggest things that are going to solve this without having seen what is actually happening.
And there's certain foods. I mean, we're always being told nowadays that we need to eat more nuts and seeds, but they're a nightmare then if they get lodged in your teeth.
And some people have bigger gaps between their teeth.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And some people are more sensitive to what they feel between their gums. And the last thing I want to do is for somebody to start getting things that start rotting out the spaces between their teeth and maybe doing harm. So I think just get a professional's feedback.
Shane was in touch, says, my gums always bleed a lot when the dental hygienist cleans my teeth. Is that a bad sign of my teeth and gums?
It's concerning. So the reason they're bleeding is because they're chronically inflamed. So what does that mean, chronically inflamed? It means that the blood supply in your gums is increased by your body to try and deal with an infection in your gums. This is what gingivitis, or sometimes gum disease, is. When you disturb gums that are inflamed in this way, they bleed. So disturbing them as opposed to damaging them is just going to be from brushing or from the hygienist doing the cleaning. And it's not because they've done something wrong or they've been rough. It's because the gums are inflamed. The problem is that the inflammation will not go away unless the result achieved by the hygienist is then supported by your efforts when you go home. So it may be that that the more regular cleaning or more effective cleaning is needed. And I suppose sometimes when it comes to this cleaning of teeth, the terminology itself is tricky. I'm well aware that many patients look at this and go, why on earth am I giving these people money to clean my teeth? Can't I clean my teeth myself? I wouldn't give somebody money to come and clean the kitchen table at home, so, you know, I can do that myself perfectly well. And I think the terminology, maybe we need to look at it. So when the hygienist treats your teeth, he or she is trying to reduce the bacteria levels on your teeth. So it's microscopic. It's the microscopic world that we're dealing with. Of course, you can clean your teeth yourself, but some people don't then fully appreciate that they need to continue to use their cleaning utensils at home in such a way that will keep those bacteria levels down. And if you're only kind of really having a serious removal of these bacteria every, say, 6 months with a hygienist, but maybe not doing a really intensive job at home in the intervening time, the inflammation, the swelling of the gums will never go away. It will persist and rumble along. So if you're finding bleeding, you know, at a significant level every time you see the hygienist, the issue is what's going on between the hygiene visits, you know, and have we got that sorted? And sometimes it's worth actually having a dedicated visit to the hygienist where he or she doesn't clean your teeth at all, and just gives you a tutorial on the best way of doing it yourself, you know.
Okay.
And that might save you a lot more money in the long run.
Yeah.
By being able to maintain it better.
Okay, well, we're going to take a break, and just to remind people, do phone in if you have a question for Colm. He's going to stay with us for another while. 066 712 3666. Mary Murray is taking the calls this afternoon. By the way, just to remind you of something else coming up on the programme, we're going to return to the subject of education in a little while. We'll be talking about the whole back to school thing, the small kids going back to school, homework, small kids starting school, all of that. So stay tuned for that, and do send us in any questions for our guest on that as well. For now though, at 17 minutes past two, we'll take a break.
Talk About on Radio Kerry, sponsored by Kitty O'Shea's Seafood and Grill Restaurant, College Street, Killarney. Open for lunch, early bird, evening dining and takeaway. Treat yourself to the finest food and the warmest hospitality at Kitty O'Shea's Killarney.
Gach blian, fine heart or gaw vi le cuig chei dine in air an ailse patoiga. Cowrie and Skog Hostel Patoigalat on Risco Govai Fossa Ifossa I Alaidu. Chlorig Lahaig Tralav Tosola Bowl Screen Serenashka. Motatu Idar Kaiga and Iogashokto Bliandish. Agasantosol Gent Agasualia. Shola Rashi La Serfus. Agasjenemi Tosol or Hianchin. Koramaj Eranolasu. Motagola Tila Tostolacha. Chlorig Anu Egbal Screen Punkai E. No Sergle Octiaganoidinoid. A Karakuig, a Karakuig, a Kuigakuig. On HSE.
Maybe you'll be holding hands on the summit of Mount Brandon, perhaps gazing into her eyes over a candlelit dinner, or exploring the wonder of Skellig Michael. Whatever your dream proposal, you should have a beautiful diamond engagement ring from John Ross Jewellers Tralee. Then, now, always, Kerry's finest jewellers.
Since I switched to Hidden Hearing, I can hear it all.
You could save up to €3,000 off invisible hearing aids. Save when you switch to us, upgrade, upaid, or save on your very first hearing aids. Prephone 1-800-370-000. Switch and save at hiddenhearing.ie. You should go to the hearing experts. T's and C's apply.
Boss Aaron wants to say thank you to everyone who travels with them at their Customer Appreciation Day on Thursday, August 28th. Francis Jones will be live from Killarney Bus Station between 11 and 2, where he'll be chatting to Bus Éireann managers and customers. So, come along, meet the team and enjoy sweet treats, music and giveaways. That's Radio Kerry's 11 to 1 Club, live from Bus Éireann's Customer Appreciation Day in Killarney this Thursday. See you there.
Got an opinion? Share it with Deirdre. Talk About on Radio Kerry.
Ask the Dentist on Talk About. Brought to you in association with Bridge Place Dental Practice Tralee. Your smile, our expertise.
Now, Colm, some more questions for you that have come in the last few minutes. Here's a very good one. Don't think we've had this before. A listener asks, would conscious sedation work for someone with an overactive gag reflex? I can't do an X-ray or do anything with my back teeth.
The short answer is yes, it would, absolutely. But conscious sedation itself is a complex procedure to provide, so definitely not justified for basic, I suppose, X-rays and things like that. But yeah, if somebody has a very, very severe gag reflex, sedation can make treatment accessible for them. It doesn't have to be intravenous sedation where they have an injection. It can be a tablet. And the other one that works is a spray of surface anaesthetic, a spray anaesthetic onto the sensitive parts of your mouth. So there's a lot of little tricks like that that can just help someone to get over it.
Yeah.
But some people have a wicked gag reflex, and if anything touches the soft parts of their mouth towards their throat, they literally just want to feel like they're going to vomit immediately. And then even brushing their teeth is a challenge, let alone having dental treatment.
Really? You've come across that quite a bit.
It's kind of hard to believe until you see it, but it's more common than you think out there. But another one worth trying, you know, at the end of the day, this is still all pharmacology. It's all drugs that you have to have every time. So some people I've treated have found hypnotism has worked very well. So if you're aware of a hypnotist that you can speak to, then that can help as well.
Yeah, worth exploring.
Yeah.
Another listener says, is it a big job to replace a set of false teeth that are stained for an elderly person?
Okay, so the short answer is no, it's not a big job. There's a process to making new dentures and you know, it's fairly straightforward. You can also often make copy dentures. That's dentures that are based on the shape and size of what the person had. And that makes it easier to accommodate. But it's also possible to maybe polish them up. So maybe the first port of call would be to take them to a denture technician, and denture technicians advertise in the free press, they advertise in the newspapers, you'll find them online, there's many of them in Kerry, and take the dentures to them, and you'd be amazed, they may be able to just refurbish them and buff them up without having to remake them at all. That might be the if they're otherwise satisfactory, that's probably the best way to go, because as we get older it's harder to adapt to new ones. So if they're working away grand and it's just you're upset about how they look, you know, it costs you nothing to call to the door and show them and say, look, can you do something with that? And
it'd be a lot cheaper as well.
Absolutely.
A question that's not unlike that is somebody, well, it's kind of aligned to it. A Lixna caller says, does Cullum think that in years to come, with people taking better care of their teeth, that hardly anyone will have false teeth?
Yeah, that's sort of a philosophical as much as a practical question. Well, the first thing I'll say about that is this, that the highest rates of toothlessness and the highest rates of tooth loss are in Western Europe, in the whole world. And the second highest rates are in North America. So the two, the what we'll call the highly developed parts of Asia would be nearly neck and neck with the North Americans as well. But Europe at leading in the wrong way.
So it's our diet.
So you hit it on the head.
Our Western diet.
Correct. It's 100% a dietary issue. So for all the ads, I mean, you look at the ads that are on television, you know, it's uneconomical to advertise on television unless you can sell a lot of something. And there's always toothpaste and toothbrush ads, aren't there? So, you know, there's no shortage of this stuff being bought and shifted and used. But actually, if you look at the three most expensive public health issues in the Western world at the moment, the most expensive one is diabetes. The second most expensive one is cardiac disease. And the third most expensive one is teeth, dental disease.
Really?
Yep.
I wouldn't have guessed that now.
But people bear a lot of that cost privately, whereas health services, health insurance bear a lot of the cost of diabetes and cardiac disease. You look at Ireland, where there's no engagement on the medical card system, for example, so the government doesn't bear the cost of the dental disease. But the dental disease is extremely prevalent. So do I think that people with false teeth, I think there will be less full dentures. That's like the classic teeth in a jar, or teeth in a glass by the bedside, you know, full set. But I don't know that I can see a way where tooth loss is going to diminish overall, because based on what I see every day, based on what we see in terms of these public health issues that are largely dietary related, and based on what we see with ultra-processed food and the way that is continuing to invade our diet to a greater and greater extent, I'm fearful, I'm concerned. You know, it's going to take a massive educational push. I even see, you know, and I'm taking a risk in what I'm going to say next, but I see with some of the school dinners now, some of the foods that are being supplied there, while it's a very noble cause and a necessary step for disadvantaged people to be provided with hot meals, I see some of the stuff that's being given, and it's not teaching them the right lessons, you know.
Yeah, not the healthiest of foods.
No,
yeah.
No, and you know, if it's going to be an issue for cardiac disease or diabetes, it's going to be an issue for your teeth. It's the same dietary patterns will trigger all three.
Okay, we'll just finish with this one, Cullum, and you've kind of touched on this already. A listener looking for a list of dentists that provide medical card services. That old chestnut.
Yeah, I've been remiss in answering that question in the past, and I've said to people to look on the HSE website. And actually, recently I looked on the HSE website, and I'm definitely not computer illiterate, and I had a lot of hunting around, and I didn't get a satisfactory answer. But it turns out that the Irish Dental Association, which is our union, our representative association, they actually provide a better access to a list of providers. And so I would have a look on the IDA website, or alternatively, you could phone or call into the local HSE clinic, which is in Centrepoint, and they will have a list there, and they'll be able to direct you to providers. I know it's very unsatisfactory trying to phone around 101 different phone numbers to get an answer. You get disheartened. So yeah, try that. I would say try getting onto the Irish Dental Association's website. I think you'll get the best results by looking on that.
Yeah, and you don't take medical cards yet.
I'm afraid not. For a variety of reasons, we resigned many years ago now from the system, because it just had become completely unworkable, unfortunately.
Which is the experience of many of your colleagues.
Regrettably, yes. Yeah.
Before we let you go, just remind people where to find you.
Yeah, we're in Tralee in Bridge Place, in the centre of the town, and we can be found with a Google search or on social media.
Bridge Place Dental Practice. Colm O'Loughlin, thank you so much for joining us, and we'll chat to you again the end of September.
Thank you.
Now, folks, we're going to take a break, and we return to the subject of education. We were talking a lot about college and college courses earlier on, but we're going to talk about the smaller people in the education system next and some of the issues that may arise with going back to school. Stay tuned.
Talk About on Radio Kerry, sponsored by Kitty O'Shea's Seafood and Grill Restaurant, College Street, Killarney, where the finest quality produce is sourced, served and enjoyed with award-winning hospitality. Experience it today at Kitty O'Shea's Killarney.
Hi, Eileen Dunn here, inviting you to host a Bewley's Big Coffee Morning for Hospice, for your local hospice, on Thursday the 25th of September, or a date that suits. To register, call 0818 995 996 or visit hospicecoffeemorning.ie. Thank you. And remember, every euro raised locally stays locally.
Paw Patrol is on a roll. The Great Pirate Adventure sails into Gleneagle Arena, Killarney on September 20th and 21st. Get ready for an action-packed rescue mission with Ryder, Chase and the whole Paw Patrol team. Treasure and...